The cool way to make Azure DevOps look cool is to actually do robotics with Azure DevOps. And so we have Roisi from the Edge Robotics team at Microsoft with us on the IT Show today. Hey, hi everyone, this is Olivier and you're watching the IoT Show. Thanks for joining us. Today we'll talk about ROS on Windows and some of the goodness the Edge Robotics team at Microsoft is working on for you guys, especially around CI/CD, continuous integration and continuous development and simulation. Roisi from the Edge Robotics team is joining us on the IoT Show. Roisi, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Olivier. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. So tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? How long have you been at Microsoft? And what is the Edge Robotics team about?
Right. So hi, everyone. I'm Roisi. I'm a PM on the Edge Robotics team. I've been in Microsoft for exactly a year now. So I joined last April.
Yay! So, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. And on the Edge Robotics team, we lead all the ROS initiatives at Microsoft. So everything from porting ROS on Windows to creating and maintaining ROS nodes for Azure services, as well as key Windows capabilities that can be applied to robotic scenarios. We are the beachhead for everything ROS on Microsoft, ROS at Microsoft.
Awesome. So we've been saying ROS like about 10 times already. For those who don't know what ROS is, just a little reminder, we already had Lou Amadio on the show before, but it'd be interesting to remind people, what is ROS?
Yeah, sure. So for those of you who are new to ROS, ROS stands for the Robot Operating System, and it is an open source middleware, which includes software libraries and tools that enables you to build distributed robotic applications. So if you think about the ROS ecosystem, you can think of it as two layers. On the lower layer, you have the ROS core, which provides the publisher-subscriber framework, and it enables inter-process communication. It also provides you with specific libraries and tools so that you can get your robot up and running quickly. And above that, you have your user-defined packages. Now, packages is nothing but any useful functionality, which is bundled in an easy-to-consume manner, and you can install it over the core ROS foundation. So the biggest advantage of using ROS on your while creating your robotic applications is the fact that you don't have to reinvent the wheel each time. So you can pick and choose packages relevant to your use case without having to develop in-house expertise for complex robotics problems like navigation or localization. There are packages out there that you can include into your application, and ROS is the framework for that.
Yeah, but, well, it's a big community of people and enterprises sharing these modules, these ROS modules. This is used in actual real-life industrial enterprise solutions, right?
That's right. So you might even be wondering, what does ROS have to do with Microsoft? So over the past few years, ROS has been primarily focused on academia and research, but of late, for the past few years, it has been transitioning and making its way into enterprises and industrial automation environments. So as this unfolds, we have seen that enterprises who primarily trust the Windows operating system for its security and manageability tenets, they prefer to continue to use ROS on Windows rather than having to make a switch. And so we ported ROS 1 on Windows sometime around last year during build. So ROS 1, we started with the Melodic release. We ported ROS 1 onto the Windows 10 IoT Enterprise and Windows 10 IoT Desktop. We continue to support the newer releases and maintain the existing releases. We've got some phenomenal success on this front. So we've got some major ROS-based robot manufacturers adopting ROS on Windows. So we are pleased to announce that Clearpath Robotics and Hyven Corporation, they offer ROS on Windows on their product line.
Awesome.
So yes, to answer your question, yes, ROS is making its ways into enterprise and industrial-grade production lines.
This is great. And actually, it makes me think about the topic we're going to talk about, because when you say enterprise, it's about enterprise developers. And so we need to provide tooling for these enterprise developers to integrate the robotics side of the development into the enterprise development, right? And so you have to be serious in terms of continuously integrating and testing and simulating things. So last year, we announced support for ROS in VS Code in terms of development. So it gave the cross-platform support and a splendid editor for robotics developers. And now you're here to tell us more about the work that's been done around enabling or making super simple to do CI/CD with Azure DevOps, right?
Right. That's right. So we announced the VS Code extension for ROS last year. The VS Code extension for ROS has been like a hit with the ROS community. It makes it really easy for them to go about developing applications on ROS. It gives them a lot of debugging capabilities. And there is also the URDF rendering, which seems to be a highly used feature in the VS Code extension for ROS. So now today we want to talk about CI/CD and continuous simulation. So when you think about ROS, ROS is a great framework for robotic application development. But as a developer, so once you're done with your application development, and once you're ready to deploy your application into production environments like your factory floor or manufacturing line, there are a few aspects that you need to consider. And this is basic software engineering 101. So firstly, you have the testing aspect of it, basically exercising code paths and executing test cases to cover all your code paths. So ROS gives you a lot of tools today within the framework. Like you have tools like unit tests, ROS tests that you can use for this. Secondly, you have continuous integration. So if you think about developers working together on a robotic application, they need to incorporate unit tests, integration tests, regression tests to make sure that their code works as expected. So basically, every time a developer makes a change, you run automated builds and tests to make sure that there is some level of confidence that nothing is broken. So setting up continuous integration today for ROS application is quite a daunting experience. You first have to set up your CI pipelines. You need to make sure that your repositories are set up the right way. So it's not an easy task today. We want to add continuous integration as the subsequent step to we wanted to add continuous simulation as a subsequent step to continuous integration, because we believe that you might run your unit tests, integration tests, and your regression tests, but how do you ensure that your robot's behavior has not changed with respect to the environment that it's supposed to be deployed in? So that's where continuous simulation comes into picture. So testing.
And I guess in robotics, that's a particular area where in robotics, you cannot afford with these very expensive pieces of equipment to have them fail or get into a wall or hit something else, right? So that's why you need strong, very strong and realistic simulation.
That's very true. So testing in simulation is a lot less time consuming and a lot less expensive rather than actually deploying your code onto a robot only to realize that it's not functioning as expected.
Awesome. Well, you promised a demo, so we need to switch to that demo and you will show us how it's done and how you integrate with Azure DevOps.
Right, sounds good. So let's start with the demo. So today, there are multiple ways in which you can incorporate CI/CD into your ROS application, but I want to show you today how easy it is to use the Azure Pipeline Service to set up your continuous integration and continuous simulation pipeline for your ROS-based applications. So for today, I'm going to be using a project. The project is by the Autonomous Racing Project Group at the Technical University of Dortmund, and we are using it with their permission. The reason I picked this project is, one, it's about autonomous race car, and autonomous race cars are cool. And secondly, I want to highlight that you can apply CI, CS, and CD to any of your projects using Azure DevOps with super ease. So let's just get started. So I have my project. the goal of the project as such, the project is for an autonomous race car, and the goal of the project is to have a car navigate autonomously across a racetrack, and it uses multiple nodes like perception, planning, control, etc. So I have forked this project on my machine. I have on my machine, I had ROS on Windows. I've run it locally. I've run my test and simulation. Everything looks good. Now I'm all set to set up my CI/CD pipeline. Before we get to the CI/CS pipeline, I just want to talk a little bit about the tests that I want to run. So ROS today provides multiple tools and frameworks for testing. For this demo, I'll be using the ROS test framework. So ROS test framework enables you to run integration tests by starting up multiple nodes and testing if they're all working well together. So here I have written a ROS test to measure the lap time for the car. And my threshold is set at 30 seconds. I want to ensure that the car takes, it completes the lap within 30 seconds. So that's the test that I'm going to use as a checkpoint in my simulation environment. Okay. So with that said, let's dive in into the Azure pipelines. So as you know, the Azure pipeline service is the service for you to build, test, and deploy code into any platform or cloud. So I'm going to come here, get started with a new pipeline. I'm going to use my GitHub repo. So I just come in and select that. So I have a YAML file within my repo. So it just shows that. If you quickly look through the YAML file, the YAML talks about bringing up ROS and the packages that it needs to run. So
Is there a template or something developers can leverage?
Yes, we will be publishing a template on our GitHub repo. You can use that to get started as a starting point.
Awesome.
So now I have my pipeline, which is ready to run. One other thing that I need to do is I need to make sure that I add a build agent to this pipeline. Now, the purpose of this build agent is I would want to bring up my simulation environment within the build agent and run my test in simulation inside that agent. So in order to do that, it's very simple. We have already published a VM on the Azure Marketplace. So this VM comes with ROS on it. So I just need to deploy this VM on Azure. So you can go ahead and hit the deploy button. It takes you to the screen. You fill out the details for the VM, provide all the configurations that you need, assign it to a given pipeline, assign it to a given agent pool. So in this case, I'm using agent pool call as default. And then you also assign it to your project within Azure DevOps. So the project that I'm using is ROS on Win. So we have detailed steps for this on our GitHub repo. So once this is done.
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, like people used to Azure DevOps and this kind of things, like they're at home here.
That's right. It's pretty straightforward. Now, once it's done, it shows up within the default pool that I was using. The agent is registered here and ready for me to use. I can go ahead, hit run. It would start off the pipeline for me. It's going to take a couple of minutes for the pipeline to complete. So as the pipeline is running, we can go back to the VM that I associated with the agent pool to see the simulation environment coming up and mm-hmm. the test run there. So the test is, as I mentioned earlier, to measure the lap time for the car. So in any minute now, we should see the simulation environment pop up here.
Tell me what is Gazebo real quick.
Sure. So Gazebo is the 3D simulator, and it works in combination with ROS. So ROS gives you the interface to the robot, and Gazebo gives you the 3D environment. So using Gazebo, you can create the 3D environment for the robot, and you can also add additional objects to it. You can add obstacles to it. Gazebo also comes with a physics engine so that you can render aspects like the impact of gravity, the impact of inertia and illumination of a given robot.
Awesome.
So we are done with our simulation test. It's time to go back to our pipeline to see the results. So we have our pipeline, it is still running. It does show some errors, but these are actually warning messages that are being thrown out of ROS, which is captured by the pipeline. But the pipeline is functioning as expected as of now.
Got it.
So we can see the results of the test here. It's still calculating. So yes, all the tests have passed, and it shows that the tests have passed. Now, another thing that I want to talk about is ROS framework also lets you to collect data system, and it kind of saves it to a file called as the ROS bag. And you can always go back and play back these files at a later point in time, either for investigation or for troubleshooting purposes. So we capture those files in the pipeline, and it is available to you right here. So if you look at the related thing, we have a bunch of logs that were collected. So this is all the information. It includes both the sensor data and all the other additional information from the robot, which is the messages which were passed from one topic to another. So all this is captured and placed in the ROS bag files. So you can always download this and replay it in any simulation environment, and it can be used for troubleshooting and debugging purposes.
Awesome demo, Rossi. That really is a very nice demo, Rossi. Pretty impressive how the integration with Azure DevOps and ROS work.
Sure. So Azure DevOps and pipelines has been around, and I'm sure developers have already played around with them. But I think this little tweak on how you can include the simulation piece into your CI pipeline is super critical when it comes to robotic application development.
Definitely. It's no longer CI/CD now. It's like CI/CD CS, right?
Yes.
We're coining a new term here. I love it.
Right. Yeah.
And well, guys, if you want to learn more about ROS on Windows, you can go to aka.ms/ROS, and there's going to be plenty of information for developers down there, right, Rossi?
That's right. So that's our landing page. We're always updating that page with the latest happenings on our team. So feel free to jump in and watch out for the latest case studies and blogs that we put out there. We would also have announcements for upcoming webinars. So be sure to be tuned in and stay in touch.
Well, thanks again, Rossi, and for you guys, thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you soon again on the IoT Show, and do not forget to subscribe as well. Bye.